Todd Dodge is on the line with
it. How about that?
I appreciate that. Hey, how are you today?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing great. I'm driving on Highway 71 through Bastrop. I was going to stop at Bucky's, but I decided I would talk with y'all instead. So I guess the grandkids aren't going to get a T-shirt this trip.
Coach, I'm just going to tell you that was a bad decision on your part. I would have taken Bucky's over us any day of the week.
I know. I'll get it. I'll get it on the way back.
There you go. Or you could stop at Ellinger's, at Ruska's there in Ellinger, which is different than how Sam pronounces his name. They pronounce it Ellinger there. But that's a good stop, too, for kolaches and things, right?
That is a good call. And I could always pick up the Buc-ee's and Katie. So headed to see Mom and Katie. And how y'all doing?
We're great. And I know it, you know, this is the summer of Dodge, because it just continued. I mean, it's been, you are getting all of these incredibly deserved awards and accolades, and the Tom Landry Award recently there for the Texas High School Football Hall of Fame, and then we're all going to be at coaching school. I'm actually coming off the honeymoon to be there at the induction for the Hall of Honor banquet for you. I wouldn't want to miss that for anything. So I'm coming in for that. I know. None of this gets tiresome for you, though, does it? Now that you're into the lap of luxury of retirement.
Well, I tell you, it's very flattering. This one coming up in July at coaching school is, you know, it's the one that that all of us that have been in the Texas High School Coach Association for all the years, that it's probably the biggest one and that any of us could get. And I feel just very honored and looking forward to it. Got a lot of people that have meant a lot to me, and I wouldn't be where I am without them, that are going to be able to come to the deal there in San Antonio.
One thing that certainly comes to mind, Todd, is that everybody keeps asking you, I'm sure this is, do you miss it? Are you getting antsy and all that other kind of stuff? I think I saw, what was it? Was it a Facebook or was it a tweet from you saying, asking me if I'm enjoying this retirement thing, and you had grandkids all around you and everything. So
yeah.
So far so good, right?
No, absolutely. The springtime has been pretty busy. I always tell those high school football players, when they win a bunch of football games, they make their coach busy the next spring. And we kind of did. I didn't really experience that after the 19 and the 20 state championships, because both of those during the springtime were kind of, everything was kind of held down by COVID. And so now that we won it again, there's been a lot of stuff going on that attribute to those players. And so that's been good. Like I said, spend as much time with grandkids, playing a little golf. Went to Sam's wedding up at in Aspen. He got married about 2 weeks ago. That was beautiful. About to have my third of the three quarterback wide receiver camps, going to Gregory Portland to Ray Aiken Stadium on Monday, the 11th, 12th, and 13th. So I heard y'all talking about Port Aransas. I'll be playing Palmeo Beach here probably sometime in about a week from now.
Just watch out for that rattlesnake on 5, Coach. Apparently he likes to sun himself on the green.
Well, I promise you this, Jeff. I play that every summer. I love that course. Loved it more when I was 18, but they do a great job with the 9 that they have.
Oh, yeah.
If I hit one over in the stuff, I don't go looking for it. I just...
that's probably a good idea.
I was advised, look, don't even try, just take a drop, don't even think about it.
I tell you one thing, if you ever do go in there, you'll find more golf balls than Lord allows.
Oh, I bet. Absolutely.
Because nobody really wants to go in there.
That makes sense. Todd Dodge joining us here on Light the Tower. Hey, you mentioned about your camp that you have come up, would it be safe to say that at least for the time being, you want to keep doing that? You want to keep doing those things like the camps and other things connected to, tethered to the game without actually getting all the way back in and coaching again?
Right. Absolutely. I've enjoyed doing my quarterback wide receiver camps. And, you know, 30 years ago, this is the 30th anniversary this year. In 1992, when I worked for Dennis Parker at the University of North Texas, he basically told me I was going to have a quarterback wide receiver camp. And 30 years later, we're still going strong with it. But now that I've retired it, it definitely is something that I'm even more rejuvenated about these camps, because it kind of scratches the itch for me. The one that we had in Austin, back the first week in June, I tell you what, I hadn't been so fired up to do a football camp in a long time, because I had not coached any ball since you know, December.
Yeah.
And so it was a lot of fun to get back around the kids and the coaches. And so we're going to have about five of us from Westlake are going to go join up with the Gregory Portland staff down there at GP and coach ball in the morning and go golf or a fish or a beach or whatever in the afternoon.
Coach, I know you talked to us towards the end of the season about looking forward to, you know, this football season, being able to watch Riley and what they've got going on at South Lake Carroll or catching Westlake games. But for you, I was wondering, on Saturdays and Sundays, there's not going to be any Saturday morning film, no scouting reports, nothing to pore over. Mm-hmm. And you've got a lot of kids that are playing at the college level. You've got some former players that are playing in the National Football League. How's it going to be for you just to be able to sit on the couch for a couple of weekends and run that TV from Saturday morning to Sunday night?
No doubt. I look forward to that, Jeff. And right now we probably have, you know, eight kids from Westlake that are playing, Division I college football, and some more, you know, that'll be seniors on this year's team for the future. So I've got a lot of guys to watch, a lot of guys to travel to watch. You know, one of the things that Elizabeth and I look forward to doing is taking off, early in a week, driving to the Carolinas, watching Cade play in Clemson, and then getting to see Nick over at Duke. So there's a lot of kids that are playing right now, and that's going to be a lot of fun.
It would be safe to say you also plan to spend a few Friday nights up in Southlake?
Oh yeah. Well, Riley has already told me that I have a spot on staff. I already have a title on staff. It's called Advanced Analyst, is what he's calling me. I don't know exactly what that means, but he said it would mean hooking me up with some huddle film. So I think I'm gonna be grinding on some advanced scouting, maybe. And I told him, I said, well, what does it pay? And he said, it pays in coaching gear. So I'll get me some coaching gear.
You knew that was coming, didn't you?
Oh yeah.
And I would say I know you feel like you could not possibly have left the Westlake program in better hands than what you have with Coach Salazar. That said, has he also said to you, hey, is it okay if I bend your ear from time to time? And are you willing to do that if he's wanting a little input from you on something?
Oh, absolutely. That was what was interesting when I did a little consult for the Port Neches Groves job back in January. And a lot of people were asking me if you can start a consultant. I said, well, shoot. I said, I'm doing consulting for about five or six different, you know, young head coaches all over the state of Texas, just like was done for me by the Ron Poe's and the Bob Ledbetters and the Ronnie Tipps and the Dennis Parkers of the world when I was a young head coach. It's all about giving back. So yeah, I'm Tony always knows that I'm a phone call away or a text away in anything. And And those things do come, especially that first year. You know, he'll text and, hey, remind me on what, you know, what did we do on this? Or, you know, Tony is going to do an unbelievable job. I'm so excited to see him at the helm there at Westlake.
But you will probably limit the amount if you do any at all, any of the 4:45 a.m. drive-ins from Horseshoe Bay?
No, there won't be more of that. I do know this, and y'all can join me, which I know y'all won't be able to because y'all will be busy. But you got the invite anyway. So the first Friday, I guess, whatever is August the 26th or whatever the first Friday of this year is, I'm going to make me a tea time at about 10 o'clock in the morning on the first Friday of football season.
I like it. I like it. That's a good way. It's called counter-programming in the media business. That's good. Yeah.
There you go.
Hey, listen, I appreciate you popping on, and I look forward to seeing you in San Antonio for another deserved honor. Like you said, it's as exalted as any of them being selected by your peers to go in the Texas High School Football Coaches Association's Hall of Honor. And you have a great induction class with Dennis Alexander and obviously Tom Kimbrough. I mean, there's great names going in there. You're in good company, aren't you?
Well, I am. I just feel so humbled to be. You know, Tom Kimbrough, I first got to meet him when I coached Mitch Mayer at, you know, and Tom was Mitch's coach at Plano, and I really got to know Coach Kimbrough through Mitch. And so, and I still keep in touch with Mitch, and matter of fact, probably see him on this trip. And he is fired up that his head coach is going in, and he should be.
Yeah, he was very proactive in getting information to me for the Texas High School Football Hall of Fame, which is I think going to be the next stop for him, and it's obviously going to be the next stop for you as well. Hey, I appreciate the time. Enjoy the travel. Travel safe, and I look forward to seeing you in San Antonio.
Thanks, guys. Y'all have a great day. Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
Todd Dodge, and popping on with us there, and headed and.